Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, December 27th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Allen. Lots of clouds with rain not too far away. Currently, we are sitting at 55 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Two very intoxicated Sebastopol men were arrested on Christmas Eve at Dillon Beach in Marin County. 25-year-old Dennis LaRose and his passenger, 29-year-old Connor Roush, were in a pickup truck spinning donuts when they hit a kiosk in the beach parking lot. They then drove down Dillon Beach Road before pulling over. Marin County Fire and the CHP responded, but the men refused to cooperate. At one point, even a helicopter was brought in. Eventually, they were arrested and taken to the hospital for treatment for severe intoxication. We have a storm moving in today that will not only produce some very beneficial rain, but will usher in gusty wind and very high surf along the coast. There was a high surf warning from 3 a.m. Thursday to 3 a.m. Friday. We could see waves in the 25 to 30 foot range, if not higher. Wind will be gusty to around 50 miles an hour along the coastline. Today, there is a coastal flood advisory from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. due to high tides along the coast. Another storm rolls in on Friday before a break for Sunday and Monday. Local entrepreneur Bill Foley has purchased MacArthur Place Hotel and Spa in Sonoma, adding to his wine and entertainment empire. MacArthur Place is a 69-room boutique hotel and spa that recently completed a four-year renovation. Foley earlier this year purchased a stake in the Farmhouse Inn out in Forestville and also owns the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. A top U.S. delegation is to meet with Mexico's president today in hopes he will do more to stem the surge of migrants reaching the U.S. southwestern border. Mexico's president says he'd like to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, two of the top senders of migrants, and more development aid for the region. MasterCard's Spending Pulse said Tuesday that holiday sales rose this year. The indicator, which tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards, found sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.1%, a slower pace than the 7.6% increase from 1 year ago. It'll cost you more to check bags on Alaska Airlines at Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport beginning next year. Alaska has raised its fee from $30 to $35 for a checked bag for economy passengers without any mileage status or upgrades from a credit card. A second bag will jump from $40 to $45, while anything beyond that remains at $150. The new baggage fees go into effect on January 2nd. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
I can see you're on a mission for holiday gifts, so follow me. Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, on my way to Cocos Dico Home on West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown. When I buy a gift at Cocos Dico, I know it's unique. Tree ornaments from carved wooden flying pigs to angels crafted in metal, beautiful glass ornaments. Small sculptures made of wood, glass, and ceramic. A tabletop metal tree. So many fun items. Holiday home decor is a nice touch, like fun throw pillows in seasonal colors and dining room table decorations too. Speaking of dining room tables, you were thinking it would be nice to have something new for your holiday meals, weren't you? So remember, Cocos Dico Home has dining tables and chairs in stock and ready for you to enjoy tonight. Sofas, coffee, and occasional tables, accent chairs too. Cocos Dico Home on West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown. Shop online at cocasdiko.com.
Ready for adventure? Starting June 23rd, fly Avelo Airlines out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport to Redmond, Oregon. Easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights. STS is the perfect way to start your journey to Central Oregon's hiking, biking, wineries, and more. Book your trip at flysts.com.
Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never. In sports, we've got two high school boys basketball tournaments starting tomorrow to close out the year. The 42nd annual Sonoma County Classic hosts the North Bay League and Vine Valley League. It tips off Thursday at Piner High School. And the Windsor Holiday Shootout features the Central Coast section and also begins play tomorrow night. On the girls' side, we've got the latest rankings are out. Cardinal Newman is number one, followed by Justin Siena, Maria Carrillo, and Montgomery. And your forecast today, cloudy skies, rain moving in, wind gusting to about 30 miles an hour, mid-50s for highs. Tonight, rain changes over to showers. Wind will still be gusty, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, expect showers with upper 50s, more rain on Friday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. New Year's Eve could take the cake for the busiest wedding day in Las Vegas, thanks to the date's repeating pattern of 1-2-3, 1-2-3. December 31st, 2023 is known as a specialty date in the massive Las Vegas wedding industry. Some are predicting that a new record for the number of weddings in Las Vegas could be set on New Year's Eve. The current record is 4,492, and that was set on July 7th of 2007. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSC Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You're listening to the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin and juice.
Jody got married. welcome to your Wednesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:43, 54 degrees in Santa Rosa. Much warmer today than yesterday at this time. The wet stuff is coming later this morning, and big old waves out at the coast. Good morning.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. Caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
But there's a side to you that I never knew, never.
It is 5:50, 54 degrees in Santa Rosa. This is 100.1 KZST, Wednesday, December 27th. And if you are counting, we have 5 days until New Year's Eve. Happy holidays, Sonoma County.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses, in case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Michelle lost her son Trevor to a fentanyl overdose. Fentanyl is present in 6 out of 10 doses of illicit drugs. How can young adults be prepared?
Students going off to college to learn about Narcan, to get Narcan, to be trained in order to be a first responder if, heaven forbid, something like what happened to Trevor would happen to one of their friends. Who knows, if his friend had Narcan, maybe he'd be alive today.
How does Narcan or naloxone work?
Naloxone is the drug that reverses opioid overdoses, and it works on morphine, it works on heroin, it works on fentanyl, all the opiates. The half-life of Narcan is about 20 minutes, and the half-life of fentanyl, it's 2 hours. So even if you give 2 doses, it might reverse it at the beginning, but they need the consistency of the naloxone in a hospital environment or some other emergency environment.
Learn more at onepillsonoma.org.
KZST.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause there's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. One of the things that I wanna say just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words, you got my head spinning. I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And that's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. Something about you now I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is right. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of. And all other people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me, and all other people, and I
wondering what my hunt this clock never seems so light.
100.1 KZST. Debbie Abrams here with you. It is 5:56, 54 degrees in Santa Rosa. And by the way, if you play the lottery, or if you don't, you may want to start. The Powerball jackpot up and over $685 million. Whoa. That drawing is tonight.
Things I wish I didn't do, but I continue learning. I never meant to do those things to you, and so I have to say before I go.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, December 27th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6.